Dean Vickerman is the coach of Melbourne United, and they are hot to trot, as they might say in the classics. 11 in a row. Coach, good morning.
Morning.
11 in a row is a nice number. How do you approach games or windows of time throughout the fixture of the NBL season? Do you do four-week blocks? Do you take the game in front of you? How do you approach the calendar from a coaching perspective?
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's been different. You know, I used to kind of go in kind of, you know, the quarter season blocks, and then, you know, review and look at that. And can you get, you know, five out of those seven of those games? This season's so different, you know, and it's ever changing. So you can't kind of plan to say, let's look at this 3 week block, because you, again, we may not be able to go to Perth next week, or something may happen. So this one's been so much just look at your nose and look at what's right in front of you.
Can it be a positive for you from a coaching perspective, and probably the players too, that it does keep you on edge a bit? Like, it doesn't matter how well or how poorly it's going, that because of the changes that can happen just with the world we live in, that you've always got to be on edge, which keeps you pretty sharp, or is it taxing?
You know, I think that was a great lesson for us at the start when we got stuck in Cairns for a month, and it was a good introduction to what this season was going to be about, and just being able to deal with that. And as the season's gone along, everybody's had their little patch of having to deal with it and having to be away from home. And I think we were fortunate just to get it right at the start.
How are you feeling about it, old Dean? I mean, we've spoken to you a number of times over a number of years, but this year going into the season with the players that you brought in, you're always going to be up there. Is it going as well as you'd thought it would be? Is it going better? How would you sort of feel things are at the moment?
Yeah, you know, there was so much uncertainty for me as well. You know, moving Mitch, you know, to exclusively our point guard, where we've had an import point guard before, how was that going to work out? You know, well supported by Shea Illy. You know, we didn't really know what we were going to get out of Bubba. You know, bringing two rookies in and Jack White and Mason Pinkling, how were they going to fit into our roster? Sam McDaniels, Joe Akul, were they going to elevate their game? So, you know, when I had all those questions at the start of the year, and you look at it right now and say, wow, you know, all those guys have possibly been, you know, better than I could have hoped. So, you know, we're in a really good place right now, and Joe playing fantastic basketball. You know, we get Jock back again tomorrow, and so, you know, how do we work that back into the roster? And so, yeah, really, really, really pleasing, and some good problems to have as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it's easy to say, oh, well, you've just got lots of good players, that's why you're near the top, but they've all got a gel. So what has been some of the I guess, the secrets to that success of getting them gelling? Is it the leadership of Chris Golding, or have there been other things that have happened to get you all playing so well as a team so quickly?
Yeah, I think everyone's, you know, once they kind of found their role and saw, you know, if there was an injury, what was going to be the next phase of their role, what else could they contribute to the team? And, you know, I think we've really found that with Scotty Hobson at the moment. So, you know, we're really using him as something similar to what Mitch McCarron did for us, to say, if we need you at point guard, if we need you at power forward, if we need you to score, you know, we're going to ask you to do all these things. And so I think everyone's, you know, developed in their role and understanding, you know, where it can also be elevated to if needed.
You got a pretty interesting run home. I mean, you got the Wildcats tomorrow night, and then you got the throwdown on the weekend against the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. And I think you got the Wildcats three more times before the end of the season, according to the fixture that I was looking at this morning, and the Phoenix a couple of times as well. Both those teams are inside the eight. You got Sydney as well. So six of your next 10, I think, are against the other top four teams at the moment. Is that a good thing in your perspective leading into a final series?
Yeah, everyone's tough. You know, we've got Adelaide as well, who are playing, you know, really good basketball. I think that's the last game of the year. But, yeah, the three games against Perth, you know, they should decide who's going to have, you know, total home court advantage for the finals. And they're going to be great games. And having one tomorrow night at home, it's a bit, you know, it's one that we really need to get, and we're looking forward to it.
You've been involved with successful teams before. I mean, Whitey's talked about the quality of players, but obviously chemistry and team is everything. Is it the sort of makeup now that you've got a championship capable team?
Yeah, you know, I think any time in this league that you're able to, you know, go on a win streak like this, and I know, you know, the championship team that we had. I had in New Zealand, the championship team we had in Melbourne, you know, both of those had a patch during the season where you're like, oh, this is, you know, this team can win it. You know, this group is more than capable. They've covered injury well. And we're starting to play a brand of basketball that we know who we are, and we know that we need to play at pace, and, you know, we need to use our depth, and everybody's bought into that.
We were talking to Rodney E just before the break, and Max Gawn before that from Melbourne. They're 7 from 7, and we asked Rocket, what does Simon Goodwin do? When you're on a streak, what do you do? Do you keep it as is? Do you try and keep it fresh, or are you focusing on improvement areas still? How do you approach a streak like this in terms of coaching the players?
Yeah, I really felt like, you know, we stepped off a little bit in some areas against Illawarra a couple of games back. And, you know, we walked into review in that one and just told them, hey, we're treating this review as a loss. We're going to show you a lot of things that we feel like there's going to be a slippage. And so, you know, we're really tough on it. I mean, we're just as similar as how we would treat a loss. We tried to do that, you know, during this streak. And after that, we've been fairly balanced in our review and continue to find the three things that we could get better, you know, every game and try and work on them.
How long do your reviews go for? That's one thing Maxie was saying this morning, that their game review goes about 10 minutes. That's it. That's all the video and discussion is about their game.
Yeah, I think our video length is probably 5 minutes. So, you know, double that, have some discussion. So I'd probably say we're closer to 15 minutes in review of a game.
That's interesting, the way it's all gone. Used to be hours, but now it's 15 minutes, the review of a game. And hopefully the review's a positive one tomorrow night, well, Thursday morning after the win tomorrow night against the Perth Wildcats, Dean. And then, of course, on the show, the throwdown again on Saturday against the South East Melbourne Phoenix. A big couple of games coming up. We'll be watching with great interest. Good luck.
Thank you.
Dean Vickerman, Melbourne United coach with us tomorrow night.
A fair bit of education in our show today, talking about how different teams are dealing with success and also in the review process. Very interesting.
Quite like it. Hopefully we're having success at the Bull through the next 3 days. It's day one of the carnival today. All the action on RSN 927. Through that... Please.